It's that time of year. There may not be much of a chill in the air here in Central Florida, but rest assured that doesn't stop us from dreaming about the, slightly, cooler fall season ahead. We may never really put our flip-flops away or see the leaves change color, but we do have a few unique traditions, like Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, MNSSHP 2017, at Magic Kingdom Park. This one is great for kids of all ages, so we've put together some tips to help you prepare. Come in September or early October. With such a short window, there's really no crowd-free time to attend this event, but it only gets more popular as everyone counts down to the big holiday. Consider visiting before the masses really get into the Halloween spirit, or just embrace the costumed chaos of late October. We think that's half the fun. Arrive between 4 and 6:30 p.m. Because it's a separately ticketed event that starts at 7 p.m., many guests assume park entry for partygoers starts at that time. But in past years, those arriving early have actually been allowed to enter after 4 p.m. for a few hours of extra fun. Just be sure your family wears costumes that work for both daytime and evening temperatures. Make sure your costume is Disney approved. While some Walt Disney World Resort restrictions apply year-round, like the fact that you're not allowed to wear clothing with offensive words or show excessive amounts of skin, there's also a whole list of attire guidelines just for this event. Most are meant to prioritize the safety of the many children in attendance. For example, kids under age the 13th of May wear masks so long as their eyes are visible, but teens and adults may not have anything covering their faces. Adults, don't improvise, accessorize. In fact, guests over age 14 are encouraged to opt for costume props rather than elaborate, homemade gear. This means you have less chance of getting stopped on your way in if you don a themed t-shirt, sweatshirt, hat, tutu or waist-length cape instead of a complicated head-to-toe costume. Think Star Wars t-shirt and a store-bought lightsaber, not an oversized Jedi robe made from a bedsheet. Bring an extra treat bag. What is Halloween for the little ones without collecting enough sugar to drive you crazy over the next few months? During admission, everyone will receive complimentary bags for trick or treating. However, since these are typically small, we recommend bringing along something a bit more substantial, and maybe renting a locker, or making good use of that stroller basket, to store your stash. Note, if your child has a food allergy, ask a cast member for one of the special teal-colored treat bags. This lets those handing out the candy know to give him or her a token instead. Whenever you're ready, just take them over to one of the allergy-friendly centers to exchange them for safe treats. Encore Resort at Reunion has everything you need for traveling with your kids to visit Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party in 2017. From an on-property aquapark with a calendar of children's events and activities, to free Wi-Fi for all their devices and large flat-screen TVs for bedtime Halloween movies, we've got you covered. Plus, parents love our in-unit washers and dryers, dishwashers and fully equipped kitchens. Book an Orlando vacation home now. Share on Facebook, tweet, follow us. Share.